'cause she just go down there and pick it up like that, slide in under. That yeah. started the hole, and the rest was pretty quick getting in.
Did you have any fences? Could you name any other made of wood besides picket fence?
Oh, we had it back in, when I was a kid, there was rail fences.
Rail fences.
Yeah. And I could show you one I think's left, I know of. But anyhow, it was rail fences. You split rails out of logs, mm-hmm. split it up in pieces about 2x3s or 3x3 pieces. And then you put them like that so that they lay over one another, you know, and crossed each other on the corners like that, you know. That's the way you put them together, no nails or nothing used in it.
What would you call those things that, you know, where you'd have to dig a hole to anchor the fence? Those would be called a
gate post?
Yeah.
Well, you had a post that you stuck down in the ground like that to hang your gate onto it, that rail fence, see?
Yeah.
That was the only post you used in it anywhere. But, on the fence anywhere. Uh-huh. On that, it was just a gate post on each side and you hung your gates to it. This way you had no way to hang into a rail fence, you know. But most of them put two little posts down and nailed slats across it like this and used long boards to go through that and make the gate.
I see. Y'all never had fences made of stone around here, did you?
No stone in this country.
But your fence out there is made out of?
Brick.
Brick, right. Okay. Did you ever have a thing that you used to fake chickens with, a hen with, if you wanted to make her lay eggs, you'd put this in her nest. What would you call that?
Oh, that was
Did you ever have a thing for it? It was a fake egg.
Oh, it was usually called a nest egg.
Nest egg?
Yeah, that's what we called it, but I think it had a little different name than that. Some people called it a little different, but best I remember, my daddy would buy them, and then you just left them in the nest, you know.
Yeah.
And they didn't be it would be picked up at all.
Uh-huh. What would you call, let's see, some of the stuff, say, that y'all got for your anniversary, the stuff you'd use to eat in, you'd call?
All kind of dishes of all kinds.
Yeah, but,
yeah.
But if your wife had a good word, she'd call it the good dishes or the good...
Yeah, silverware.
Yeah, or the plates would be called.
Yeah.
Did you have a word for that?
Well, mostly if you heard it was China, well, you thought you had all that there was.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. What would you use to carry water in?
Well, what we carried it in way back there when I was a kid was a stone jug. A little stone jug, you know. It was either my daddy had it full of whiskey or we had it full of water. Both, most of the time, he had one of his own.
Did you ever have a name for, you know, what was called illegal whiskey or whiskey that wasn't taxed? Did you ever
moonshine?
That was called moonshine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Went to a store to get a drink one night and the man told my brother he didn't have nothing but 410 rebake. And he had another kind.
What's that?
410 rebake.
Rebake?
That's what he called it. White lightning, you know, 410 rebake.
Oh.
My brother said, that's what I want. So he taken it and they like to burn him up to try to drink it. I got a different kind of drink. And he says, what the hell was that? I ordered goddamn white lightning whiskey. That's what you ordered. he liked to die. He had ordered 410 rebake. I know damn well what that. You know, that time the old man said it, I'd never heard it called that before. He'd like to kill him.